This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. It is 2012, so let's all wish a happy 10th birthday to the Roomba. The iRobot company has since sold more than 6 million of the little disc-shaped vacuums. In the meantime, they've also put out robots to scrub your floors, flush your gutters, and clean your pool. But the company's always had a vision beyond removing household grime, and iRobot CEO Colin Angle, he's been outspoken in trying to push his entire industry to let go of old conventions and let robots take a bigger role in our lives. Colin, good to talk with you.
Good to talk with you. Good to be here.
iRobot has prospered partly because of our love affair with robots. And yet you say, as I understand it, that we need to quit lusting after C-3PO and Rosie from the Jetsons. Basically, pop culture is getting in the way of progress. Tell me more about what you mean there.
Well, the robots have a huge amount to offer us today without having to wait for technology that will perhaps one day be practical. But trying to create legged walking robots, it's too expensive and creates machines that are too unreliable to find their way into the mainstream today. If you can narrow your focus and say, well, okay, I can't have Rosie from the Jetsons today, but can I have my floors vacuumed? Can I have my pools cleaned, my floors scrubbed? These types of things can be accomplished today at prices that we can afford.
iRobot's floor cleaning and gutter cleaning and other domestic tasks, that's kind of the consumer-facing front of the company. Mm-hmm. But you're also very active in military applications and especially lately, healthcare. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing in that sphere.
There's an industry where you have a small number of very, very knowledgeable people, doctors, and a robot can be used to allow such a doctor to project himself into the robot, like an avatar, interact with the patient, and help render a diagnosis that is far more sophisticated and experience-based than a local doctor might be able to perform.
So I asked my followers on Facebook the other day if they had any questions for you. Here's one that I'm going to put to you. How many U.S. jobs do you think are going to be in robotics in the future, and what kind of training would you recommend for young people in order to take advantage of those jobs?
Well, I think that the robot industry is going to be a major industry in the U.S. in coming years. There are technical degrees in robotics, which will become increasingly important, but there's also going to be a demand for good businessmen, good salespeople, good service and technical support people, and so that the careers enabled by the robot industry are not just technical careers, but typical business degrees for consumer electronics, for example, augmented by some special purpose technical education requirements.
Colin Angle, CEO of iRobot. This has been fun. Thanks.
My pleasure.